This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 288 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we're continuing on with our action in the sky, aviation, aerial, airplane-related films. This week, we're going to be doing a new movie. This came out in 2022. Gotta be the newest movie we've done on the podcast. And it's a movie called Devotion. Came out at the end of last year. Nobody saw it. So I was like, you know what? Let's talk about it because nobody really saw it or reviewed it or anything. So I said, Alex, we're going to do this one for Aviation Month. Now, I know you haven't seen it, correct?
No, I didn't even heard of it.
Never heard of it. Yeah. This does star two up-and-comers, one with some issues off the screen with Jonathan Majors, but he was in Creed. It was a big year for him. He was in Creed 3. He was in Ant-Man. He was in this last year. He was getting a lot of roles lined up. And then, of course, Glenn Powell from Top Gun Maverick, which was like the biggest hit of 2022. So he was in two airplane movies in 1 year. Go figure. So before we get into it, though, let me give you some Rotten Tomato scores. I'm dying to talk about this movie. I'm very interested to hear what Alex says about it, because I already know where he's going to go with some stuff. But I want to know what he thinks of other stuff. So before we do, let's get to some Rotten Tomato scores really quick. Very good. This has an 81% critic score and a 92% audience score. So much higher than the 22 from X-Men Dark Phoenix that we didn't really agree with last episode, but pretty high review scores.
Very high for, especially based on a true story. Very shocked.
Yeah. Exactly. Sometimes people try to, you know, they're like, this is not accurate or whatever. They find some way to be mad about something. I don't know. Anyway, let's get into it. Let's talk about the lead character. Jesse Brown, played by Jonathan Majors. Alex, take it away. What did you think?
I liked him. I thought he was very good in this role. He was, you know, it's funny. He was into himself. Like, he didn't trust Glenn Powell's character, which was Tom. Mm-hmm. He didn't trust him at all until, like, later down. He kind of opened up and stuff. And I did like him a lot. I thought he was very grounded. I guess that's a bad word to say.
No, that's grounded. Actually probably a good word to use.
Yeah, he is grounded in this movie. I don't know. I liked it. And it's weird because I don't watch much of these type of films.
Right.
Like, and I'm kind of starting to like him a lot more. Like, we saw Midway, and I liked that. I know you hated it for what it was, but I kind of liked those storylines type movies. We Were Soldiers, Mel Gibson, Mom. Like, we did a lot of these type of movies.
Yeah.
And I like him a lot. Like, once you start to see the storyline, and I guess the older you are, right? Because if I was younger, I'd be like,
I wasn't into war movies when I was.
Yeah, I would have been like, eh. But I guess now that once you have a family, you kind of understand where he goes through. He leaves his daughter at home, has to fight for his, you know, for his country, and, you know, and what do they believe in and what they're fighting for. So I liked it. I gave him a 5. I kind of like Jesse Brown. I thought he was really good. And the ending kind of made me a little bit watery.
That is, there it is, baby. A little bit watery.
Give him a little bit watery eyes. Yeah.
Yes. All right. I'm with you. I gave him a 5. I think, first of all, Jonathan Majors is one of the best up-and-coming actors, period. His performance in this is nothing like his performance in Creed.
No.
It's nothing like his performance in Ant-Man. He's different in every role he's in, and he's a terrific actor. I don't legal stuff notwithstanding. I don't get into all that. Performance, he's fantastic. I love everything about he added to this character, even the way he stands. He puts his hand really high up, like, you know, the stance, the way he talks. Everything about the performance would be a 5 out of 5. But the character is also a 5. Like, what is there here to not like? He's black. At a time when there was no other really black pilots, right, in the military. Not like this, like naval pilots and all that. This is during the Korean War, 1950, I believe is when it's set. And he's got that, and I think the movie accurately shows the struggles he would have at that time. You know, I really love the stuff where he's like talking in the mirror to himself and saying he wrote down everything everyone said to him, like negative, and he uses it to fuel him to be great.
Better.
And he loves his wife. He loves his kid. Anything where you like, he just seems like a good man who wants to fly and fight for his country. His country didn't want him to, and he fought through it. I love the camaraderie he has with everybody in this movie. He even gets a little humor there. Like the Elizabeth Taylor scene cracks me up where he just looks at the guy on the beach when she's like, come on. And he just like stares at him. It's so good. So yeah, I gave him a 5. By the end of it, the whole time you're rooting for him. And then the way it ends, you feel it. I think you're like, dang it. Why? Yes. But it's true. It's real life. This is based on a true story. And when you get to the end, you do get like what really happened is pretty much this. So I think they did a great job. All right, here's where I don't know even to go with this. Villain is, I guess, China, but...
Japanese, yeah.
China, but there's no... Well, I'll let you talk about it. What did you think of the villain?
I can't talk about the villain because there wasn't... The movie didn't center... I mean, it was centered around the war, but they didn't show much. And then when they did, it was like the action scenes.
There's other no faces that, there was of bad
no
guys.
Faces. It was just bullets. Yeah. I mean, they just showed them a little bit, but it wasn't like an aerial fight or anything like this. So I know this is based on a true story, but from what we're seeing, I gave it a 2 for decent for it. And I didn't want to. I was going to be like, oh, I'll give it a 5 because it's true events. But honestly, they didn't give you much to even give it a 5. So I gave it a 2. I thought it was decent. Honestly, I can't even give it a review because all there was just shooting. So I don't know what, you know what I mean? So yeah, I gave it a 2.
All right. Well, you know what? You were nicer than me because I gave it a 1. Now, in real life, obviously it's a war, you know, whatever. But this is really my main flaw with the movie, personally, is this part. Because even in We Were Soldiers, they had the villains. They had, you know, they talked. They had faces. They were really formidable. They really, like, put up a fight. Here, they do fight. And they're shooting at them and they're responsible for what happens to him, really, but not in a crazy way. They're not really over the top in any way. They're very understated. It's not really about them. This reminds me of Tequila Sunrise when we did that movie. And it's the like, man, I love everything about this movie, but there's no action in it. And this one, it's like, I love a lot about this movie. There's no really like villains that I can talk about. So we both said the same thing. I was just meaner and I gave it a 1. Yeah. You gave it a 2. All right. Action scenes, which really don't happen until the second half of the movie.
There's not much action in this movie. Yeah. I mean, and even when there is action, it's not formidable, I guess. I mean, what the hell the word is like?
Formidable?
Yes, it's not. Because honestly, it's just them bombing a bridge. And that's pretty much it. And then they're getting shot at that one aerial scene that Glenn Powell says, move out the way. And you got that one shot. And then they got shot with a sniper gun that brings down his plane at the end and he gets pinned. But honestly, I gave it a 4. I thought it was great for the movie. I thought it was great. For what they were trying to tell, I thought they did a great job with it. So I gave it a 4.
I was nervous here because this is one of the areas I was like, I don't know how he's going to think about this because I agree with you. There's not a lot. But because we're doing aerial, I tried to like... envision that flying stuff, and the flying stuff in this is a million times better than Midway. And this is what I was talking about, because these look like there are real airplanes flying, and they put the camera on the wings, and I think the director did a lot of cool stuff. I love the shot where Glenn Powell's character, Tom Hudner, he's coming to like try to rescue him, and he crashes in the trees, and the camera's on the wing, and it stays on the wing the whole time he's crashing, and then you could literally see it like come off the wing when he starts walking, like, and then it pans up to, I think it's the direction was really strong. So for that, I gave the action a 4 too, because it's not a lot. I timed it. There's about 15 minutes of like action scenes, because the bridge scene is 10 minutes long. And then the last one where they go to save the guys on the ground and they're like bombing and that's about 5. So there's only about 15 minutes of action. However, it's very well executed.
Yeah.
It's very believable. It looks real. Like even the stuff that is CGI doesn't look very CGI. It looks very tangible. The planes are real. They really flew planes. The flying scenes in this movie are great. Like legitimately great. So for that, I gave it a 4, but I agree with you. It could have had more, but it's more of a story movie than a pure adrenaline action movie. So like Midway, this is what I was saying. You can't do both. This movie chose a lane and they went with the story, the characters, with a splash of action. And that one, that was my whole thing. Like, it tried to do both. Like, it wanted to be this and it wanted to be that. You got to pick one. But that movie worked better for you than for me. Storyline.
Okay, when it comes to storyline, it's fantastic. I gave it a 5. The storyline is really good. I thought it had heart. It had family stuff. It had tragedy at the end when he gets pinned. I was really tight because I was like, man, they can't lift this shit up. And then it's really sad for his last words with Tom was, "I'll come back for you," and they did not allow him to come back for him.
It's one
of the saddest things. Like, I think that's the one of the worst things, I think, especially living through that. Mm. Imagine being the person to live through that, to tell someone you're going to come back for them and they don't even allow you to. You're going to be haunted for a fucking ever, bro. And I think it had humor. You had some humor, and I thought that was all fun. And they were like, yeah, right. And he was like, oh, put the money on the table, and it was all true. Like, I thought that was pretty cool. I love the whole him talking French.
Oh, yeah, I love that scene.
Remember that? Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. He learned it in school or something, fifth grade or something. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty cool. I liked at the end when they showed the real Tom and his wife was friends for like forever and had been trying to get his body, and until this day, they're still trying to get his body back to the United States. So I kind of liked it a lot. I thought this movie was very heartfelt, and I thought it was really good. So I give it a 5.
You ain't getting an argument from me. I loved this movie when I saw it last year. I guess now it's the point where I could just say it. This was in my top 10 of last year. So that's really, I wanted to rewatch it and I wanted to see like your opinion of it as far as here. So I thought this was the best way to do it. But I love this movie. I think the storyline, it has everything. Like you said, you have heart. There's a little bit of humor. I love the interactions. It's a character movie. It's really about these two men. And I love their whole progression from, they never were antagonistic towards each other. But they started off, you know, like, hey, you're the new guy. You don't really know me. And for them to kind of build that bond over time, that really, it led all the way to, like, they showed at the end, like, their grandkids and stuff are friends now. Like, even still, the families are still friends. For that to happen in such a short time, you know, it was, like, a very meaningful relationship. I agree. I hate that part at the end where, well, it's freaking North Korea, so that's why. North Korea, they don't let nobody in. So who knows? That plane is still sitting up there in a mountain somewhere, and they, you know, now, obviously, body, if they didn't taken out, it's all decayed, but still, I it's tragic, that part, the way he dies. I thought it was, I kind of liked it because it's understated. They didn't do the whole,
I kind of liked it.
I kind of liked it. I don't like that he died. I like the way they portrayed it.
Yeah,
because it's understated. It's not over the top, ultra dramatic. He went down in a blaze of glory and was, you know, fighting to the, no, he got freaking shot by a one gun that leaked oil. He had to crash land. He got pinned. He pretty much like bled to death there from, you know, you can't really see what the wounds are. But and he just tells him, tell my wife I love her. And it's sad. So, and I love the race stuff. I think this movie handles it really well. Like the whole racism at the time, what this guy would have to deal with. His story about the swimming test. Love it. I don't love that he experienced it, but I think it's like a lot of powerful stuff if you just listen to the dialogue and everything. So I give it a 5 as well.
You know what's sad too? Yeah. Is that his best, well, not best friend, but I guess his closest friend.
Oh, the one who died?
Went on a helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
Went to save him and he had to see him die. Like, literally, he was like, we got to get out of here. Like,
and he had to see his other friend die. Remember, he crashed into the boat?
Yeah.
That was the guy that his wife said was the only other person he ever let come to their house. So they were really tight. He freaking watched him just crash into the boat and die. So, you know, he had there's a lot of tough parts, but I think the movie handles it well. It doesn't go for melodrama.
Had that one scene. If you remember that scene where Glenn Powell didn't do it on purpose, where he told him that he was this, whatever he was. I forgot what it was.
Insubordinate.
Yes. And then he was just like, but he was like, what do you want me to do? He said, I just want you to be my wingman. Like,
I love that part.
But I was like, yeah, it was really good.
He's like, don't throw the lifesaver. Get in the water with me. Like, really? And he did at the end. You know, he stayed there with him till he died, pretty much. Yeah. So it's a great film. It's a great film. If you haven't seen it, if you can't already gather, check it out. What did you give it for overall?
I give it a 5. I really like this. I think overall, soundtrack, I thought the movie itself, the characters were all lovable. I mean, again, this is real people, but I mean, in terms of storyline, I thought they were all lovable. You'd like them all. And I still say to this day, Glenn Powell should play Hal Jordan in Green Lantern.
He's good.
He looks like a pilot. I don't understand why not.
And he's like really fit, too. He's like... Like a big guy.
I thought, again, I think this movie had everything that you want in a feel-good movie. And this is a war movie. So if you're a history buff that likes to see this stuff, this is another good one. So I gave it a 5.
I'm with you again. I also gave it a 5. I love this film. I think I feel like I wish more people saw it, which is why hopefully, you know, with our review, maybe more people check it out. You said it's on Paramount Plus. You could watch it there for free. Yeah. I watched it on 4K. It looks amazing. So if you're into discs, it's a great, great, great disc. It's very loud, by the way. The sound on this thing is like booming. But yeah, it has everything you want in a, it's a drama, with a splash of action. And I knew that going in, but I was like, you know what? It's a good excuse for us to talk about it. So there's a little bit of action in there. If you're into war movies that are heavy on the war part, this is not really that. But it is set during wartime, and it does affect all the interactions of the characters. But it's more about the characters and the friendship and the bond that they build. And this is the second week in a row where we got a Jonas brother. We had Nick Jonas in Midway, and now we got Joe Jonas in this one.
He didn't do much.
He's just one of the pilots, but he's there.
Well, I will say this, though. So you saw it physical. I saw it digital, and Paramount Plus gives it to you with Dolby Atmos and a Dolby Vision.
It was bussing, wasn't it?
It was really good. It was all over the place.
There's scenes in this that probably would have looked great in IMAX, but they didn't film it in IMAX. But some of those flying scenes would have looked fantastic.
Oh, him bombing the plane. I mean, the bridge would look crazy on IMAX.
So
the first and second time when he disobeyed.
Oh, when he goes back? Yeah, this was the other airplane movie. Obviously, Top Gun Maverick got all the glory, rightfully so. But I'm saying this is also a great film. So check it out. 5 for me, 5 for you. What is your total?
21 out of a 25.
I'm at a 20, and that's just because there was no villains. I gave it a 1. I was kind of mad. I was like, dang it, I got to give this a 1, but I had to. So a 20 for me, a 21 from you. Very high marks. Really a great. This is the second version. To me, it's like another Tequila Sunrise, where it's like, dang it, I love that movie. It's not a pure action movie in any sense, but I still really loved it. So check it out if you haven't. We both recommend it to you. Okay, moving on. Now, next week's going to be interesting. So we do have a special guest for our TMNT episode. We're starting a new franchise, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We will have a guest, Nick, from Movie AV Impulse. That's his channel on YouTube. Give him a follow and check out his videos if you haven't. And then Alex, I think it's just me and you for the second movie. We're staying in the air. And I don't know if you've ever seen this movie, but I remember seeing this movie forever ago. It's a little movie called Flyboys. Have you ever seen Flyboys? It stars our favorite actor, James Franco. So,
you know, it's funny.
From Spider-Man 3.
They referenced Flyboys in Devotion.
Really?
Yes, when they were in the when the guys were in the pit and they were fighting, and the guy was like, he was like, you got to say some prayers or whatever, and then the guy goes, pray for whatever, and then all of a sudden when the planes came, the guy goes, oh, the Flyboys are here. And
Yeah, I'm looking up the cast for Flyboys. It has a bunch of people that I don't know. It has James Franco and Jean Reno. We know Jean Reno. He was, of course, from The Professional, the French Ronin and Godzilla.
That's my dude. Yeah.
Yeah. He's great. And then it's a bunch of people that none of us know. Martin Henderson, who I do know by face, but not, I can't even think off the top of my head what he's in. So this should be fun. Flyboys. I think it's a World War II movie, if I remember correct. Or maybe World War I. I don't know. It's like old airplanes where they used to wear like leather hats and goggles. It's like that.
That was way before Devotion.
World War I. It's World War I. So we're hitting all the wars. We've had World War II, now Korean War. Now we're going to World War I. And then our last movie, wait till we announce that one. That's Imaginary War.
Oh, geez. All right.
Imaginary War.
Well, there you have it, guys. You guys want to follow us on our social media accounts? Please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlixMuru Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to Instagram at Geeks and Flicks, or head over to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.